From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Citing what he termed an accumulation of distractions, embattled New York Governor David Paterson today officially ended his bid for a new term. At a New York City news conference, Paterson maintained he had never abused the office, but said his decision to drop out of the race was him being realistic about politics. Paterson said he will not resign, but will serve out the remainder of his current term.
There are 308 days left in my term. I will serve every one of them fighting for the people of the state of New York.
Most recently, Paterson had drawn sharp criticism for his handling of a domestic violence case involving a top aide. Paterson's announcement clears the way for Attorney General Andrew Cuomo to make a run for the Democratic nomination. The White House is now confirming Social Secretary Desiree Rogers will step down. In a statement from President Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama, the first couple praised Rogers for the terrific job she has done, going on to say, "We will miss her." White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs also had kind words for Rogers.
If you look at the enormity of the number, the size, and the scope of events that transpired here at the White House, I think her service as the President and the First Lady have said is to be commended.
Rogers most recently came under fire for her handling of the administration's first state dinner, in which a celebrity-seeking couple were able to get into the gathering without a formal invitation. A strong earthquake has hit off the coast of Okinawa in Japan, prompting a tsunami warning, but so far there have been no reports of major damage. The quake measured by the U.S. Geological Survey at magnitude 7 hit around 5:31 a.m. in the morning Japan time. Reportedly did cause some shaking. U.S. economic output rose 5.9% in the fourth quarter of last year. That's according to revised estimates from the Commerce Department. But Daniel Carson reports economists don't expect that robust growth to continue this year.
Most of last quarter's economic growth came from factories churning out goods for businesses that let their stockpiles dwindle during the recession. Peter Morisi, an economist at the University of Maryland, isn't impressed.
Most of the growth was in inventory adjustment, consumption, investment. The stuff that really drives long-term growth is expanding at about 2% a year. The recovery is very weak.
Exports also grew, but Morisi doesn't expect it to last. And he says the trade deficit will continue to hold back the economy's recovery.
That means more exports and fewer imports. But with the dollar pegged against the Chinese yuan, that's not likely.
Economists say China deliberately undervalues its currency to subsidize its exports and prop up sales in the U.S. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson.
National Association of Realtors, the industry's main trade group, reports sales of existing homes fell 7.2% last month. Bid signs still high on employment and tight lending standards are outweighing government attempts to boost housing. The mixed economic numbers led to a restrained trading session on Wall Street. The Dow ended the week up 4 points to close at 10,325. The Nasdaq gained 4 points today. This is NPR. According to a House lawmaker, Japanese automaker Toyota intentionally withheld certain key internal documents on vehicle design and testing in lawsuits filed by drivers injured in crashes. The chairman of the House Oversight Committee, Adolphus Towns, says Toyota settled many suits in order to avoid disclosing the information. Congress has been looking into Toyota's recall of some 8.5 million vehicles worldwide over safety concerns. In a letter sent to Toyota, Towns is asking the automaker to provide more details on the database. Winter storm packing high winds has left more than 1 million homes and businesses without power across the Northeast. New Hampshire Public Radio's Josh Rogers has more.
Wind gusts that top 90 miles an hour in some places, combined with heavy snow to bring down hundreds of trees and power lines. 300,000 homes and businesses lost power in New Hampshire alone, and the state's Emergency Operations Center in Concord is running on a generator. Martin Murray, spokesman for PS&H, the state's largest electric company, says restoring power to everyone will take time.
We are expecting a multi-day event. We can't say at this point how long it will be to get all customers back on. We're going to need a little bit of time to narrow that down, but we know it's going to take days.
The state's utility companies say they've reached out for additional repair crews from as far away as New Brunswick, Canada, and Pennsylvania. Safety officials are urging people to stay clear of fallen trees and downed or sagging lines. For NPR News, I'm Josh Rogers in Concord, New Hampshire.
Crude oil prices ended the day higher today. Oil futures were up $1.49 a barrel, ending the session at $79.66 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.